Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day, the 30th day of the month of January, year 2022, the last Sunday of this month. We bless God for His grace. We bless God for His mercy. We appreciate the hand of God upon our lives. We appreciate His grace. We appreciate His wonders. We appreciate what the Lord has done. We appreciate what the Lord will continue to do. We thank God for His leading and for His hand of power. We thank God for His divine protection. We thank God for the gift of life. Wherever you are, beloved, I just want you to appreciate Him and worship Him and adore Him, give Him glory. Say, Lord, I thank you for protecting my life. Lord, I thank you for the gift of life. Lord, I thank you for your grace. Lord, I thank you for your power. Lord, I appreciate you. You are good. You are great. You are kind. Le prago sagele ke pragalazi. Ye tereso parazi. Tandralo kurakato satayama. Begin to appreciate Him. Begin to worship Him. Say, Lord, you are good. Lord, you are great. Lord, you are kind. Lord, you are faithful. You never fail. You are the awesome God. You are the beginning and the ending. You are the Alpha and the Omega. Oh, what a wonderful Father we serve. Thank you, Lord. Ma gratu sataka. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Jehovah is your name. Oh, Jehovah is your name. Hey, mighty warrior. Great in battle, Jehovah is your name, Adonai. We worship you, Son of God. You are so great, Almighty God. Hallowed be thy name. Your dominion is forevermore. Thank you, Father. I speak into the life of someone who is hearing me now that today, the last Sunday of this month, is going to be a day that will end the affliction of your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me. Every conclusion in the dark world against your heart is hereby cancelled. Every evil arrow hiding inside your leg, in your hand, in your waist, I challenge you to leave your body and go straight back to the sender. Whatever has been programmed satanically into your body when you are a child and is now worrying your destiny, is waging war against your life, is waging war against your health, is waging war against your destiny. I command it now in the name of Jesus. Depart from that body. Get out of that body and return back to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. Every demon that have access into your blood when you are a child, every demon that have access into your organs when you are a child and is making life miserable for you now, is making your health imbalance, I bind that demons. I command you, get out of that body and go straight back to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever the household wickedness, household enemy, envious enemy, whatever they have programmed into your body, whatever they have programmed into your blood, and it's now troubling your heart, and it's now troubling your destiny, it's not making you to enjoy yourself, it's making you to observe something walking around your body. Something trouble your system. Something is working around your organ. All the body is like something is going on. There is an internal heat. There is an internal pain. There is an internal trouble that you cannot explain to anyone. You cannot explain to anyone. You have used drug. You have used medication. Now I challenge them. In the name of Jesus, I command the power of God to go upon your body, to release it to your body, and to walk inside your body in the name of Jesus. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost enter into your body. Enter into your body. Enter into your body. Enter into your body in the name of Jesus Christ. Open your mouth and say, Holy Ghost fire. enter into my body in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, enter into my body in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, enter into my body, enter into my body, enter into my body in Jesus' name. Pray that girl, you have been having trouble concerning your digestion. I command the evil hand controlling your digestion, the evil hand that is affecting your digestive system, I cut it off in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever is troubling you now, I bind them, I cast it away in the name of Jesus Christ. That sister, you are having difficulty in urination, I command the power of Holy Ghost to flow into your body. Receive fire, receive fire, receive fire, receive fire in the name of Jesus. Put your hand below your belly button, closer to your body system, closer to your abdomen, below your abdomen, and shout like this. Say, fire of deliverance, enter into my body in the name of Jesus. Fire of deliverance, enter into my body, 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 enter into my body. In Jesus' name we pray. You are going to shout this thing loud and clear. Say, every witchcraft barrier against my heart, be exhumed and be roasted in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft barrier against my head, be exhumed and be roasted. Be exhumed and be roasted. Be exhumed and be roasted. Be burnt to ashes in Jesus' name we pray. Say, any evil thing satanically programmed into my life, get out by fire. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Any evil thing satanically programmed into my life, into your life, get out, 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 go back to the sender in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, arrow of witchcraft inside my body, go back to the sender. I want you to pray that prayer aggressively. I want you to exhibit anger. I want you to exhibit only madness. I want, as you begin to pray, that arrow will jump out and you will notice that your body is calm down. Now, arrow of witchcraft inside my body, jump out by fire, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of witchcraft inside my body, jump out by fire, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of witchcraft inside my body, jump out by fire, jump out by fire, jump out by fire. Go back to the sender in Jesus' name. Pray. I want to implore you to pray that prayer for about 10 minutes. It's going to really help you. And I know God will fight for you in Jesus' name. Yes, I've been talking about when evil altar is raised against you, when evil altar is fighting you, when evil altar is the one in charge of what you are passing through. And I've told you that there are some signs you are going to notice when altar has been raised to fight you. There are some signs you are going to see. There are some indications that will give you a revelation that there is an altar of darkness, negative altar. Now, don't forget, because we have godly altar, we have negative altar. So there is, you will know and you can sense that there is an altar that has been erected against your life. That no, this altar is really working against you. Beloved, the problems of the black race, or one of the problems of the black race is negative altar. Many of the problems of the black people can be linked directly to the ministration of this negative altar. There is something we call the ministry of negative altar. The ministry of negative altar can be broadened or summarized into three categories. Number one, negative altar will always destroy. It can be raised to destroy good things. It can be raised to destroy finances. It can be raised to destroy business. It can be raised to destroy health. It can be raised to destroy marriage. It can be raised to destroy whatever could make that fellow happy and enjoy his destiny. It can be raised to destroy destiny. That is number one ministry of negative altar. So when we say the ministry of negative altar, we are talking about something very deep in the realm of the spirit. The second one is, it can be raised like that to steal. Negative altar can steal peace out of people's life. It can be raised to steal the joy, you know, a couple that marry themselves and they are enjoying themselves and they labor so much. And now God has blessed them. The time they're supposed to be together, the man decided to go and marry another woman. The man said that the woman is useless now. Or the man said he's not just knowing what is happening. He's not feeling like to stay with the woman. Or the man decided on his own to go out and leave the woman with the children. This is altar. This is the ministry of negative altar. A negative altar had been erected against that marriage. And immediately it erected, it will steal the joy. It will steal the peace. It will steal the love that is in that marriage. And it will begin to... Many, many things in that marriage that have been so appreciable before will become something that is like... It will be very repulsive now. Because there is an altar that has been raised against you. When you notice such thing like that, you have to dismantle evil altar. You have to pull your marriage out of evil altar. You have to pull the name of your husband, your wife, your children out of evil altar. You have to pull your destiny out of evil altar. You have to dismantle the priest. You have to scatter the sacrifice and set it on fire. Because at every altar that is negative, there is always a sacrifice they offered. And there's always a satanic priest in charge. The ministry of evil altar will not complete without a sacrifice and a priest. So you must understand that. So that is why the mystery of the realm of the spirit should be clear to us now. It is not now, and it's not this time that you begin to run up, and that many have been deceived. And many will still continue to be deceived by a lot of people around, because many people are gullible and they are not ready to study the word of God. And because the truth has been counterfeited and lives have been mixed up. But it's time for you to wake up from your slumber. It's time for you to wake up from your prayerlessness. It's time for you to wake up from your illiterate understanding of the Bible and get to know the Bible more and get to know what the Lord is telling you. And the third ministry of negative altar is to kill. You know, altar can be raised to kill. And that is a destructive thing. The Bible says in John chapter 10, verse 10, explaining the ministry of negative altar, the thief cometh not, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus has come, and he may give us life, and life abundant. So when this is happening, you must be able to dismantle the ministry of negative altar. The enemy has erected negative altar of affliction against many people. Negative altar of pain against many people. There are people that never enjoy their body system. They are just walking around, but they know something inside of them is not working. They are not feeling balanced. They swallow all the drug, but yet this thing never leaves their body. There's pain within. They are like carrying a heavy load inside the body. When this is going on, it's a ministry of negative altar. It's a ministry of negative altar. It is your assignment to deal with it. We are still continuing dealing with it as we continue tomorrow. I just want you to gather yourself together. Leko prako de sokotehe. Epia rabarabu suku gangra katovas. Ekrato basedia. Begin to confess your sin. Let the Lord have mercy upon me. Empower me to dismantle the ministry of negative altar. Let the anointing to do that come upon my life. Somebody pray right now. La keko sadikadia. La tereto rakote wise. Tere kindilibu. Rante sintiriburu. Rate kumaru basataka. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Aha. It is time now for us to pray now. I want you to get yourself ready. Get a mantle closer to you. A mantle is a cloth. Yeah, no, it's just something like that, a clothing material. It can be handkerchief, it can even be your clothes, it can be your bed sheet, something that just, you know, a clothing material. Get it around now, get a bottle of oil, get a bottle of water.
Eliaromoso miamoko prau egra katarazik rama lato prakalazu prakatero broko prakose aimo prakosa yakadagada lamprakosa gang. Lord, I pray that this mantle shall be anointed. This mantle shall carry power. This mantle